So we talked so far about lishma, lo lishma, stama lishma, but let's start talking about the avodot themselves. Oh, can someone by the way get me a midas hakodesh? I'm glad we have midas hakodesh. I don't know if I'll get to it today, but just in case I do. Yeah, I'm not going to get it today. I won't get it today. It's number 20 on this. Presumably next week, but just in case. Okay, so the right, once you have set up that there are kavana that you need to have during avoda, so the next important thing is to remember. Well, oh, there's this thing called avoda, right? There are things called avoda. Good. So what are the avodot?
Shechita.
Zrika.
It's 1 in 4. Great. Halacha and Kabbalah, right? Right.
What's
halacha? Is taking the blood or the limbs, right? Right, and then the Kabbalah is the Kabbalah's Adam, right? Okay. So, right, there are four avodot. Right, ostensibly there are four avodot. The psulei machshava happen during them, right? All those psulim that we're talking about are during those avodot. That's where it is, right? The most susceptible to invalidation are shechita and zrika. I'm going to sort of allot exactly how that works, but in general, right? Those are the beginning and the end of the process are the ones that we talk about the most. Okay.
Yeah.
And I gave you just the Mishnah in in Zmachim.
I suppose.
For Kachim.
Am I allowed to?
Sure. So the Mishnah, the fourth Mishnah in Zvachim, right, you see this, right? HaPesach, HaChata, Sheshachton, Shalolishman, Kiba, V'Halach, V'Zark, Shalolishman, O Lishman, V'Shalolishman, O Shalolishman. Lishman, remember we talked about all this, right? The Lishman, Lo Lishma. But those are your four, right? And therefore the Gemara talks about, exactly as I said, right? Any of these four avodah, that's where you're going to have the potential for invalidation, because those are the four avodot. So lishma, and then lo lishma, lo lishma, etc. So ketzad lishman v'shelo lishman, l'shem pesach, l'shem shlomim, shelo lishman, l'shman, l'shem shlomim, l'shem ha-pesach. Shazevach, nivsal, barva, dvarim. And then the Gemara gives you, the Mishnah gives you its rule, because a karban can be invalidated at 4 points. V'shchita, v'kibul, v'hiluch, u'vizrika. Right, the four avodot, since they are all part of the process, they can all invalidate. But Rabbi Shimon machshir bihiluch. Rabbi Shimon thinks that hiluch is not a potential place for invalidating. Shai Rabbi Shimon omer efshar b'lo shelo b'shchida v'shelo b'kabbalah v'shelo b'zrika. Avol efshar shelo bihiluch. Because you need shchita, you need zrika, you need kabbalah. You don't need halacha. Why don't you need halacha? Because you don't. Why don't you need to transport? Or the Gemara clarifies. Because you do it right there. Right now, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, there are two ways of reading Rabbi Shimon. One is that there are really only three avodot. Right. The alternative is there are four avodot, but in order to be invalidating, it needs to be essential. Right. You can have four avodot even if one of them is non-essential. Because shochet is on mizbeach v'zorik. Because you could just shecht to the same on mizbeach and be zorik the dam. You don't have to be holech the dam. Right? You could just shecht there, be mekabel it, and throw it, and cut out the holochas adam. Rabbi Eliezer omer, amahalech b'makom shu'tzarech l'alech, amachshava poselas, amakom she'entzarech l'alech, amachshava poselas. Rabbi Eliezer takes a compromise position, which is, halacha is a potential place at invalidating, but only if you need to walk. Meaning, let's say I'm 3 steps away from the Mizbeach, but I could just stretch over and do the Zrika. So then the halacha is inessential, and therefore I can't invalidate. But if I were 10 steps away, so then even though theoretically, right, meaning Rabbi Shimon is telling you what? That theoretical,
I could do it right there,
inessential, right? Something that's theoretically non-essential is not an, you know, not an avoda, or not enough of an avoda to be able to invalidate machshava, right? Have an invalidating machshava. Rabbi Eliezer says you need practically that it should be inessential, right? Meaning not theoretically I could have done without, but right now I could have done it without. I've done without it. Okay. The avodah that I want to focus on, though, is the one which is the weirdest of the four, in terms of its status, because the Mishnah, and that's shechita, right? Because the Mishnah tells you already that halacha is a middle status. Right? Rabbi Shimon says it's not essential. And therefore, machshav isn't posel. Rabbi Eliezer says, as long as it's practically an essential, even though if you do it, since it's not practically needed, so machshav isn't posel. But shchita, nobody says that. Right? Shchita, you need shchita. Right? There's no way of shechting a karban without shechting it. That should be tautological. Right? That should be definitional. A equals A, right? That is the most basic truth of logic. Right, A equals A, P equals P, whatever you want to call it, I don't care, right? But shechita requires shechita. That should be obvious. And despite the fact that it's essential, still its status gets called into question, right? Halacha, I understand. Halacha, to say that its status is in question makes sense, because it's not actually essential. But shechita is essential. And yet, the Gemara has this very bizarre statement. So the Gemara at number 2 says, Rabba Riyosi Damar Chavayu, Halacha bizarre, Machlok is Rabbi Shimon Virabbanan. The Gemara says, look, once, and remember those formulations that I said before, right? It's not an avoda, a non-essential avoda. So the Gemara says, look, according to, is Halacha kasher by a zar, by a non-Kohen? So the Gemara says, it depends on Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Shimon, that it's non-essential, and therefore Machshava is not posel, they're also going to agree that what? That a zar can do it. And the Chachamim will say it's not true, it's essential, will say it's an avoda, and therefore
you can't do it, it's not
machshava. Sorry, it's not essential, but still it's an avoda. Despite its practical, the fact that it's not practically essential doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon d'amar avoda shef shilavatla lav avoda hi. Right now, here the Gemara makes it clear that it's not just a non-avoda, at least the formulation sounds like, right? You'll forgive me, but you know, this was something Rav Lichtenstein used to do, right? That even if the Gemara clarifies in the end of the day, he would still note that in the Mishnah there are two possibilities, right? But the Gemara takes the assumption that according to Rabbi Shimon, the question is it avoda at all? Now, there's a bit of an irony, right? Because the Gemara says avoda shef shilavatla lav avoda hi, right? So it sounds like it is an avoda, it's just not really an avoda. So there is still a bit of ambiguity, but let's say it's not an avoda. So he says kshera bizar lirabanan psula. So the Gemara says, "I'm really Abaye v'ashchita de avoda sheyefshar levatla." The Gemara says, "Okay, look, I get it. Halacha is inessential, but shchita is essential. Ukshera bizar. So Amar le shchita lav avoda he. Don't worry about it. Shchita is not an avoda. Now this is striking." Right now, right, remember I said this in the Mishnah, but now in the Gemara makes this point clear. It's weird that halacha I can play with. Halacha I could say fine. Halacha is inessential. So I understand why you might question its status as an avoda. Maybe in terms of machshava, maybe in terms of zar. But how? Shechita is essential. So you can't get away by saying that shechita is not an avoda because it's not essential.
Right.
So then the Gemara comes back and says, Inochinami, it's essential, but it's not an avoda. The Gemara says, really? What, are you crazy? V'lo, v'amar abzera, amar rav, shchita's para bizar, psula. V'amar rav Allah, Allah zar v'chuk aksivba. So the Gemara says, what about para aduma? Para aduma, if a zar does it, it is invalid. Right now, I won't get into it fully, but Par Aduma has a middle status in terms of karban. Right, it's a quasi-karban, b'chutz. Right, so it's a very... Right, it's not done in the Beis HaMikdash, it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it's done towards the Beis HaMikdash. It's a quasi-karban. So the Gemara says, don't worry, shiny para de kache bedek habayesu. Par Aduma is different because it's not a karban. It's not Kedushas HaGuf. Remember, there are two types of kedusha. There's kodshei, kedusha guf, and kedusha bedegabayis. Right now, really, you can divide these differently. Right, there's kedusha mamon and kedusha guf. There's kedusha bedegabayis and kedusha karban. Right, I mean, sometimes we talk about it in terms of the monetary nature of it. Right, is it kadosh for its monetary purpose or kadosh for its purpose? Sometimes we talk about the designation of it. Well, when we get to Me'ila, when we get to the intro to Me'ila, we'll get through it. So I'm not going to get bogged down in it, but whatever it is, Bedigabai is that which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, monetarily. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'lav kol dekenu. I understand. Right? Paraduma, you're telling me, is a lower level karban, such that its kedusha is not kedusha's karban, it's kedusha's bedegabayis. It just owns, it's owned by the Beis HaMikdash. That needs Shechitas Kohen and a real carbon doesn't?
I thought anything. I thought all Shechita needs Shechita as well. I thought anytime a non-Jew Shechita, it's possible Shechita.
No, Shechita for a carbon? Shechita Kher Bazar.
I know, but not for a carbon. It's just Stam. Stam, I thought.
No. Zar is a non-Kohen, not a non-Jew.
Sorry, Zar.
Not a Kohen, non-Kohen. A non-Kohen. Right?
Right, so Shechita Bazar Kasher, but Shechita Bazar by Parah is not Kohen.
Correct. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? A Parah is less of a carbon.
Right,
how could it be? It's not Kachem Mizbech. So the Gemara says, Kachem Bedek Abayez Havya Avoda, Kachem Mizbech Lav Avoda. I don't understand. What are you telling me? That for Paraduma, which is not really a carbon, it's an Avoda and it needs a Kohen. But for real carbon, it doesn't need a Kohen. So Amar of Sheisha, Breid Ravidi, Midi Davya Mar Negoim, the Lav Avoda, you buy Kahuna. He says, why do you care? Since when are only things which are Avoda need Kohanim? Marot Negoim. Right, looking at a nega, looking at Tzorat is not an avoda; it's a chiyuv kohen. You can have chiyuv kohanim that are not related to karbano. So the Gemara's conclusion is therefore what shechita is mamish, right?
It happens to be just unusual phenomenon.
Correct. It's weird. Okay, fine. It's weird. Okay, I'm debating the best way of doing it.
So we conclude Shechita is not an avoda, but that's very weird because you think that Shechita is, like you said, is ikar, for the whole process.
Correct. Now, what's weird about this, right, is that Shechita, right, right after the Gemara tells you,
I think the offering is ikar, the process.
The two are Shechita and Vizrika, right? Shechita and Vizrika are clearly the most essential parts.
I think Zrika is the most central.
Zrika is Ledam. Now, there is one carbon in which the Shechita is obviously, you would say, is the ikar, which is.
Right.
It's Pesach because Miuad La'Achila. Right? Shechita is what's Matar the Achila and Zrika is what's Matar the Dam. Or what is the Dam, right? It's Matar the Murin, rather. The Dam is Matar the Murin. Right? But Shechita is, right? I mean, if I had to pick two Avodah, I would have picked Shechita and Zrika.
It's not like the Mars more like a Hachshur.
Maybe.
You said the Zrika is the main part of the Karban, or the Zrika is waiting.
The Cholio depends on the Karban. Remember, parts of Karban you eat. Right? Shlomim.
Even the one for eating, the Hachshur is just eating it. Can you eat a live cat?
It's not a stomach, after. So, but here's the question. Is it less of an avoda? And this is why I gave you, right, the Gemara before. Is it less an avoda than holacha, which is not necessary at all? The Chachamim say, right, Reb Shimon, leave aside. The Chachamim say that Shechita Shefshir Levatla is an avoda. Meaning, I could get away without having holacha at all. But if I do it, it's to be zar. And if I have a bad machshava, it's post sale.
Certainly halacha seems to be hechsher. Certainly halacha seems to be hechsher.
Halacha is not even essential.
Part of the basic mikdash process.
But it's not even essential.
It doesn't have to be.
What do you mean?
It happens to be.
What do you mean? It has to be a bit safon. For chatos, anyways. It has to be the basic mikdash.
It just happens to be the basic mikdash.
No, it's a chiyuv. It's a pasuk.
Yeah. I mean, the chiyuv is more of like a happenstance in terms of its dead status.
But halacha doesn't need to be there b'chol.
Are you going to carry outside the basic mikdash?
No, halacha doesn't have to happen. You could be shecht al zat al yad mizbeach.
Oh yeah, you could. That's why it's not essential. But
and despite the fact that it's not essential, the chachamim say it's psula bizarre and machshava is posel. That's the problem. That's the problem. Meaning shechita is essential, clearly more essential than halacha, and yet the chachamim hold, right? Meaning, look, it's one thing to say
shechita is an essential hechsher, but still a hechsher is not the avoda. Versus the other one is just part of the avoda, it's not essential. You can have parts of Avodah that aren't makif. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like a stira.
It's not a stira, but it's counterintuitive that if I had to pick an Avodah that is not really an Avodah, that it would be an essential one. You can get all formal on me and say it's a hechsher, but halacha... Right.
Yeah, no, but I can say getting the cow is also essential, but it's also a hechsher for the garbage.
So good. So before we get into the sources, now explain it to me. Good. Explain it to me. This is what we're going to try to figure out, is what is it about Shechita? Right. What is it about Shechita that makes it, even at certain level, less than Halacha? Right? You're just throwing out buzzwords. Ooh, it's a Hechsher. Okay, good. Lumdish words. Good. I don't care for Lumdish words. I care for...
It's not like a Stira. It's not like it's an apostrophe for me.
Good. Now, fine, it's not a Stira. Not a Stira. Good. Tell me. Give me this word. Let's see if you can intuit what the Rishonim say. Right? What is it about Shechita that makes it a non-avoda? And what does it mean? Right, what is it?
It's not part of the process of Zrika or the other parts of the avoda. Just seriously, you can't do the other.
That's not true. That's partially not true. What are you talking about? Come on.
Well, it's just as they're able to do them. It's not part of doing them.
Right. What? So it's halacha. Halacha, you don't even need it all. I don't understand. There's no way you're going to tell me that shechita is less necessary than halacha. It's just not true.
Not necessary. Part of the process.
Okay, so now explain that to me. Explain that. Clarify why. If you ask me what makes something part of the process, essentially, so one possibility, as we'll see, is that it's a maisa chol, right? That it's a maisa chol, right? It's not that it's, right? It's not, it's just a hechsher, right? One possibility is that it comes from the world of chol, and therefore the nature of this hechsher, right, is that it's not carbon-esque, right? That it's not carbon-esque. But what does that assume? Right, what are you assuming, Ariel? That's not obvious. Correct, and?
Halacha is also a maisa
kodesh. Fine, and? That shechitas kachim is equivalent to shechitas chulin. Right, in order to say it's a maisa chol, it has to be true that shechitas kachim and shechitas chulin are the same at their core, at their identity. Right, so we will see. This is one direction that's taken. But in order to explain that direction, what we need to do is establish, is what you just said true? Is that plausible that Shechitas Kachim is connected at its core to Shechitas Chulin? Okay, do you want to, should we develop this direction or should we try to explore other possibilities first? What do you want to do?
I'm not developing this one.
Okay, so we'll develop it. Okay, so let's look at the pasuk. Number three. Kirchak mimcha makom ashev charadon ayelech alasum shmo sham. Vizavachla mibkarcha umitzoncha asher natana adon ayelecha kasher tzivitichah v'achalta bisharecha v'chalavat nafshecha. Right, so when you are far away from the Mishkan, the Beit HaMikdash, the place that God chooses, and you will shecht your korbanot that God gave you. Right, so this is where we get Shechitas Chulin from.
I was thinking that Chulin is really a Maaseh Kodesh and Chul, not vice versa.
So this is the problem, right? Is that you have two, right? You read this Pasuk, and now you got to figure out, wait a second, right? As we'll see, it's a Machlokas in the Gemara, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what exactly is going on here? Meaning, the Pasuk tells you something changed as the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. Before that, they only ate what?
Perhaps Kodesh.
Right, so it's not clear, right? It's clear that once you go into Eretz Yisrael, you are allowed to eat non-Basar Karbanos if you shech them. What possibilities exist before that? Then what existed in the time of the Midbar? Either you were only allowed to
eat hektish,
or...
I think even then, even though you don't eat hektish, you could still eat chayos that were not
hektish. Possibly. Or, what's the other possibility? What's the other logical possibility?
You
didn't need shechita. Right? That might be, right, part of this shaila, right, is if you think that before you could only have karbanot, now we expand it, so then shechita is... Right, might be a holdover from the world of Kachim. If you think before you didn't need shechita at all, right, and now God introduces shechita, I mean, it used to be chula and you could just have benechira, right? So that already plays with it. But we'll get to that. It's at 8, right?
But
that's
when,
in the Gemara.
Either way.
It's
from Kachim, no? Meaning the first way you couldn't have any muscle regardless. The second way, they imported shechita.
Correct. Right, and again, I put it at number 8. I haven't gotten there yet. Right? But if you look at the Midrash Tanoim already tries to say, okay, well, what's the connection, right? Meaning it used to be we only ate karbanot. Now we're saying you could shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash. What does that tell us about the nature of shechita? So, vizavachta. Makachim b'shechita, apchulim b'shechita. So the Gemara, the Midrash Tanoim, tells you, okay, right off the bat, we see that there is a connection. Just like Kachim need Shechita, so too Chulin. Ima Kachim b'makom, apchulim b'makom. The Havamina is what? You might have thought that what? That just like karbanot need to be done b'makom. What's b'makom? Beis HaMikdash. So chulun have to talmud lomer kirchak mimcha makom. Meaning the midrash says you might have had a havamina, right? That so much so is chulun shechitas chulun connected shechitas kachim. That even shechitas chulun has to be done b'makom. Talmud lomer, it's not true. But now, as is always happens, when you have a Havamina to Maskana, right? It's clear in the Havamina, we're connecting Shlitas Kachem and Chulin very tightly. The Maskana, when we say no, it's not true, the question is,
whether it's not connected at all
anymore. Right, how far did we... Right, how far did we take the Maskana? Is the Maskana... No, they're two different things, and that's why it doesn't have to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Or... No, we maintain part of the Havamina, namely, it's a holdover. Right? Now, this is going to kill... But remember, this is going to kill what Ariel said. Right, Ariel said... Right, and this is what I'm exploring now. Ariel said something very plausible. Maybe Shechitas Kodshim is not really an avoda because it's a holdover from Chulin. But the more you think the opposite is true, meaning Shechitas Chulin is a holdover from Kodshim, the harder it's going to be to say Shechita Lav Avodi because it's fundamentally a Maisa Chulin. You can only say it's fundamentally a Maisa Chulin if it originates in the world of Chulin, not if it originates in the world of Kachim. Here you see very clearly that this Midrash is going in the direction that at least the Havamina is that Shechita is a holdover from Kachim, and then it goes on. Oma Kachim b'mechitza, Chulin b'mechitza. Right? Talmud Lomar b'chaldu b'sharecha. I might have thought, okay, maybe you have to do it in Yerushalayim. Nah. Ima Kachim b'yom, Avchulin b'yom. You might have thought, maybe you only let a shech during the day, a holdover from Kachim. Talmud Lomar b'chaldu b'sharecha. Oma Kachim b'tara, Avchulin b'tara. You might have thought, you only let a shech b'tara. Talmud Lomar ha-tameh yochal. Ein leila tameh, tahor minayin. I might have thought, only if you're tameh. Right? Meaning, right? Right? Chulin is Chulin, and Kachim is Kachim, and never the twain shall meet. Talmud Lomar ha-tor yochal, v'tameh v'tahor yachdov yochlenu. Milamit shnema uchlen, mitoch karachas. Right? Meaning, first, there's a bunch of Havaminit that push Shechitas Kachim towards... Sorry, Shechitas Chulin and towards Shechitas Kachim. Then the Gemara, the Midrash has a Havamina, that maybe they're just two fundamentally different things, right? That it's Chulin lafuke Kachim and Kachim lafuke Chulin.
Right, can't coexist.
Correct? The Gemara says, so the Midrash says, no, it's not true. Right? Now, in this Midrash, it is very hard to say, oh yeah, Shechitas a holdover from the world, Shechita originates in the world of Chulin. It's not true. In this Midrash, what's clear is that Shechita is a holdover from the world of Kachim. The only question is it a holdover that maintains certain halachos of Kachim? Or is it, you know, distinct and has no holdover? Right? But it's not going to get you to what Ariel said. Right? The best it's going to get you to is not a holdover. Either it's a holdover or it's distinct. It's not going to get you to the opposite extreme, which is
it's imported to
Kachim. Right, it's from Chulin imported into Kachim. That it clearly ain't getting you to, right? It's one. It's either distinct or it is a holdover from Kachim. And then in what if the these Havaminas are insane, right? Yochel you chayavin b'chazev eshok, right? I might have thought you have to give the emurei Kachim, right? Right, the chazan joke. Tamal lomer katzvi. Otzio michal chazev eshok. Otzio michal shtei aklayos. Vayeser zakavei. Tamal lomer chayol. Imatzi kulo muter. Avze kulo muter. Tamal lomer ah. Okay, it goes on. So now Rav Dani notes in 5. Right, min chavazel. He says hasifrei lo made mifurash. Shchidas chul mishchidas kachem. Right, you can't. Right, this is, you know, there are different versions of this in different midrash tanaim. I gave you the one in the midrash time because the most striking. Right, it clearly holds that the world of Shechita comes from the world of Kachim. Right? Shechita comes from the world of Kachim. V'nitan lavin tfisa zo b'shtei drachim. There are two ways to understand that. Either Aleph, kayam michane mishutaf, bein Shechitat Kachim l'Shechitat Chulin. So one way just to say they have a common denominator. Shechitat Kachim b'vsisa mafkia isr nevela me'abasar, v'agabe zot nosevet koma shel avoda. Right? One is to say, look, both of them remove nevela from basar.
Right.
And then Shechita also has the avoda component. It doesn't remove the basic layer, which is to be matar b'achila. Now, this is a hard read in this Midrash Tanaim, but you could get away with it, right? If you wanted to go in Ariel's direction, you'd have to counter-read, right? Meaning, simply reading the Midrash, what do you get? You get bet, right? Which is, Mibchina rayonit, ein basar kachim zakuk le'eter achila v'shchit etzkulen, avel kayim basiz mejutah befo ben shnei sugei ashchita, mechana maaseh ashchita. Right? The simple understanding is number 2, right? Which is that conceptually there's some connection between Shechitas Avodah and Shechitas Kachim. right?
Yeah.
But you could have, you could counter read this and say, no, maybe the way to get out of this midrash is not what we just said, is to say, Ariel's right. Shechita comes first. And Shechita is just a mater b'achila. What's the Gemara saying? The midrash saying, rather. Maybe there's a second layer. And the Gemara is only donning at the second layer. Right? Chazal are only donning at the second layer. Meaning, of course, there's the unspoken assumption that Shechita is just a matir, right? Which is true in Kachim and true in Chulin. What drives the Midrash is the possibility that that second layer exists in Chulin as well, and then the Midrash rejects it, and that leaves you with the unspoken assumption that it's a matir. A stam matir.
The second layer being one.
Kunchim, right? The avoda s player.
Right, meaning. Right? The Gemara's talking about all these.
Right, meaning the simple read of the Midrash is that it's against Ariel. Right? Which is, look, is the second, that at some conceptual layer, there is a connection between the Maisha Shtika Kunchim and Maisha Shtika Kulin, such that the Midrash can at least have a Hamamina that you have to do. The Beza Mikdash, you have to do it. The Mechitza, you have to do it. You have to Chazav Ashok. Right? Meaning, the Havamin is more. It's not just there's a connection between the Maisa Shechita and the Maisa Avoda. It's that there's a connection between, like, the Totsa'ah, right? The Kedusha of Chulin, which is definitionally impossible, right?
But you could also read the Medrash saying that, no, we didn't take...
Correct. If you wanted to defend Ariel, you'd have to counter-read. You'd have to say, no! The Midrash is saying, look, I don't even have to talk about the fact that what? That Shechita is fundamentally a matir.
Could actually prove it. Prove it because the fact that we did say we took Shechita from Kachim and put it to Chulin, if it really was a Maisa Kodesh in Kachim, then we have to have all these dinim by Chulin. The fact that it has none of these dinim by Chulin shows that when it was in Kachim, it's really just a Maisa Kodesh.
Correct. So that's how you'd have to like counter-read it and say, no! This is talking about a second layer. It's saying once you... Right? No! It's not that the world of Shechita starts in the world of Kachim. Obviously the world of Shechita is a matir. It exists in Kachim. Now, once I know it exists in Kachim, so maybe that second layer exists in Chulin as well. Talmud Lomar not.
It's actually nice. Right? Almost nice proof. That's my whole book.
I don't know if it's a proof, right? I mean, look,
you can read it nice.
You read it quickly, right? You read it at first glance, right? It sounds very much like, you know, like Ariel's Havamina's dead in the water, right? No, it's Kachim, right? And okay, so it's not Mamish Kachim, but you know, there was a good Havamina that it was. But, you know, it could be that what Ariel is saying is so Pashut, right, that that's the background to the whole thing. And therefore, what the Midrash is doing is saying, well, wait a second, once we know that Shechita exists in the Beis HaMikdash, does that add a koma even in the world of Chulin? Talmud Lomar, it doesn't. Right? And then you could defend it.
Right, and this shows that the Shechita and the Mikdash really was not so special in the first place.
Right, and then he says, right, based on this, that's how you'd read it, right, that Havamina no Safot, B'Shechita's Kachim, that Hakbadal Shechita B'Yom B'Shechita B'Tara, Amina Shechulu B'Shechita's Chulin, Dine Shechita B'Yom, B'Tara Kim B'Shechita's Kachim, it says, Al-Kar B'Mechanem Meshutav Rachava Kayam B'Nehem. Omnam, he says, "Efshar la'avin shemaskana sifrei poter shchita schulin midinim elu shalalet legamrei kolach v'ben shtein shchitos." A yoter near lo marshal maskana dinei yom v'tara enam dinim shchitos kachem la dinim klaliim b'avodas mikdash. But he said, honestly, the easiest way, and you know, this is what I would have my first glance at what I would have said, is not to totally counter-read the way Ariel is to say no. In a chanami, there's a connection between shchitos avoda and shchitos kachem and shchitos schulin. Why then? Why do we reject all these Havaminas in the Midrash? Because what's the Maskana of the Sifrei telling you? They're Dine Mikdash, not Dine Avoda. They're not Dine Shechita, they're Dine Mikdash. They're Dine Mikdash, so obviously they're not going to apply to, right? Meaning, the simplest way is to say the Havamina is, oh, they're Mamash Ekuvin. The Maskana is, no, all these Halachas are Dine Mikdash, not Dine Shechita, and therefore they don't carry to Chulin. How much time do we have?
Five minutes.
Okay. Fine. Let's go to the Rambam for a moment. Let's go to 7. Let's see what hint we get from the Rambam. So the Rambam says as follows: Zvicha zu ha'amura b'Torah stam. Sarech lefaresh osam. Zvicha that we have in the Torah, we have to explain it. V'leida be'ezeb makom min ma'im v'shochem. We have to know where in the animal do we shecht. Okay, sorry, he's building himself a number 6, right? Number 6 is Rebbe Yidatani, Rebbe Yomer, Vizavach, Kachers, Vizicha, Melamich, and Instava, Moshe, Alveshva, Alkanav, Alrobech, Alboch, Alrob, Shnai, Gumeiva. Okay, right? God commanded Moshe, he showed him where to shech. So now the Rambam says, okay, Shechita, this thing we have Shechita. Right, you gotta show me where on the neck is it. The Kamashir Shechita, the Ejadavar Shochtim, Mumatai Shochtim, the Hechon Shochtim, right? You gotta tell me where, how, etc. Umayne Dvarma Mavsidin Shechita, Umihu Ashoche, Vakol, Hadvarim ha'ilu tzivanu batora. V'amar v'zavachtem v'bichar v'gomer. Kasher tzivi sicha v'achal d'v'sharecha v'gomer. Shekol hadvarim ha'ilu alpeh tziva bohen. Kishar Torah shebalpeh. She had a great mitzvah. K'mo shebayarnu b'tchilas chibur zeh. Right, so all these things, right, what does it sound like? Right, I mean, according to the Rambam, right, if you just read these two Gemara now, right, what would you think? Right, this Gemara and this Rambam, what would you think about Shlita? No, everything's Masechal.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly. Right. Meaning, the Midrash Tanoim, you'd have to counter read to get to the notion that it originates in Chulin, right, in Chol. But you read these, this Gemara, and then the Rambam does with it. Right. This pushes towards Ariel. Right, because here the Gemara says, okay, the Maisa Shechita was learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe saw it from God, nothing to do with the Karban. And the Rambam just says, yeah, you know, all those halachos of Shechita, right? This is Hilchos Shechita, not Hilchos Karbanos.
It's right? Fascinating. Fa'ur pronounces Chulin as Chulin, like Chulin.
Oh, it's a partial thing that the word Chulin comes from the Chol.
Yeah.
Right, so why would a person think that it should be pronounced Chulin and not Chulin then?
I don't know. I don't know, but you can get an answer.
I understand what he was getting at when he was telling me
that. Baruch Hashem. So, right, this is the tension. That on the one hand, you have traditions in the Midrash Tanoim, right, which, at simple glance, bring it into the world of Kacha. But then you have this Gemara, the way the Rambam reads it, other Gemaras which sound very much like, nah, right? It's a matir. Now, you could be mishalev the two and say, no, that's the point. The fact that Shechita was a Maisek Chulin was obvious to everybody. Right? The only Havamina is, do we add a koma? Do we add a layer on top of it? And the answer was, no, we don't. Right? And that may be how the Rambam understood. Now, if that's true, so then you can go in the direction Ariel did. We'll see that some of the Balei Tosfot really will go in the direction that Ariel did. But this is what you need grounded in. Now, like I said, the Gemara we're going to have to see next week, which is going to bring that to a 4, is the Gemara number 8, which is the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva versus Rabbi Shmuel, which is, okay, well, you want to know the connection between Shechita, Kachim and Shechita's Chulin? Good, then let's ask the question, what existed before Kir Chakmum Chamako?
Yeah.
Right, so that's what we'll see next week. Now, to give it away, right? That's 8. Now 9 is the position of Bala, is one of many Tosfos that all do the same thing, which is they go through the 3 possibilities of what Shechita Labavodah is, right? And then we'll continue. Once we lay out the 3 possibilities of what Shechita Labavodah is, then we're going to complicate it and say, okay, is it really true that it's Labavodah? Right? I mean, so far we're trying to explain how the Gemara could say Labavodah. Once we've established it's Labavodah, we're going to have to do the same thing we did by Halacha, which is complicated. Right? Which is, okay, Naniach is not Avodah. What does that mean, it's not Avodah? It's not Avodah at all? It's not fully an Avodah? It's not necessarily an Avodah? It's sort of Efshel Levatla? Right? That's what we're going to have to figure out. That's what we're going to have to figure out. Is that true?
Right?
Yesh Ladun. Right? If we had proof of that, right, there's no Gemara that explicitly says that. There's a lot of hints that might be true. Right? But that's what we'll do next time, okay?